In our worldview today, Russia and Belarus have launched joint military drills as Western leaders scramble to avoid a crisis in Ukraine. The 10-day exercise involves roughly 30,000 troops in Russia's biggest deployment to Belarus since the Cold War. And it comes one day after six Russian warships arrived in Crimea for naval drills in the Black Sea. On the diplomatic front, Russian and Ukrainian negotiators met in Berlin to ease tensions along the border with 100,000 Russian troops already stationed there. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with NATO Secretary General in an effort to ease tensions along the Russia-Ukraine border, while his foreign secretary met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. Dozens of protesters have been arrested in New Zealand following demonstrations inspired by Canada's so-called Freedom Convoy. More than 120 people were charged with trespassing and obstruction outside of Parliament, while lawmakers moved to shut down access to the grounds to demonstrators. The protests began Tuesday with more than 100 truckers marching to push back against COVID restrictions and vaccine mandates. Meanwhile, over in France, officials are scrambling to get ahead of planned protests this weekend with thousands of convoys expected in Paris. Police have stepped up patrol there and threatened to revoke licenses of drivers blocking traffic. The protests, of course, all began in Ottawa. They have brought communities in the city to a standstill since demonstrations began over vaccine mandates for truckers crossing the U.S.-Canada border. Dozens of people have been arrested and at least 80 criminal investigations launched. The violence has prompted Toyota and Ford to now temporarily halt production in Ontario. Toyota shut down three factories, while Ford said it is halting its engine factory partly because of shortages. And at the Beijing Olympic Games, it is back-to-back gold for U.S. snowboarder Chloe Kim. The California native defended her gold on the halfpipe on her first run, while Salt Lake City's Nathan Chen finally captured his first gold in men's figure skating. Chen erased his disappointment from the Pyeongchang Olympics with an impressive long program. He now becomes the seventh American to capture gold in men's figure skating. And Brian, I actually stayed up to watch this. It was a late night, 12:30, I think, is when he skated. But I mean, what a win. It's nice to see the U.S. back on top, but especially Nathan Chen also having endured so much pressure over the last 4 years after what happened in 2018.
Yeah, certainly. And there is kind of an inversion between him and the fantastic Japanese skater Yuzuru Hanyu, who tried yesterday to salvage his individual program with the quad axel, is at least how I understand they describe it. And he fell and then fell on the next move as well. But I mean, look, a storied career for him, having won gold in the previous two. So I guess Nathan Chen now taking the crown from Yuzuru Hanyu, but very interesting to watch. We'll see. I think tonight's the Super G. So I think Michaela Schifrin will have another chance to hopefully get back on her skis. But obviously she's had a really rough go at it, at least in the last two events.
Yeah, we will all be rooting for her, of course, but also nice to see Chloe Kim win. By the way, Torrance, California, which is my hometown, not often mentioned on national broadcasts. This is nice to see that, right? Hometown girl winning gold back to back.
I feel like, just to be fair, I feel like all the winter athletes from the United States are all from California for some reason. I feel like Nathan Chen is like the only exception being from Utah. But as a New Jersey guy, like I don't see any New Jersey representation over there. So, you know. Just pointing that out.
And Colorado. Michaela Schifrin's from Colorado.
Well, that makes sense. And to be fair, there's not many mountains in New Jersey, but we'll leave that there for right now.